Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. It seems like artificial intelligence, especially when built into robots, is a topic that's hitting even the popular news media these days. Here are just a selection of recent headlines from an assortment of print and online publications. Astronomers teach machine to see galaxies in space. AI recognizes cats. Computer program fixes old code faster than expert engineers. The good, the bad, and the robot. Experts are trying to make machines be moral. UN asks if robots should be allowed to kill humans. 1 in 5 experts believe artificial intelligence will pose an existential threat. Artificial intelligence isn't a threat, yet. Will artificial intelligence keep humans as pets? This last headline is a reference to a comment made recently by Steve Wozniak, the guy who actually invented and built the first Apple computers. The more famous Steve Jobs was a master marketer, but Woz made those first computers actually work. But whether Woz realized it or not, he was not the first to suggest, perhaps jokingly or perhaps not, that once machines surpassed humans in intelligence, they'd keep us humans around as pets. That honor belongs to Marvin Minsky, one of the pioneers of artificial intelligence way back in the 1950s. Whichever headline we choose to latch onto, there's no question that artificial intelligence is changing our world, and that it won't be very long until the combination of artificial intelligence and robots will cause some serious questions for all aspects of our lives, but particularly for the law. The advent of the web showed that our laws were way behind our technology, and that is still the case in many ways, despite all sorts of attempts to bring law up to date with the digital world that most of us in this country live in today. In fact, scanning law review articles turns up very few studies by legal scholars that deal with the issues surrounding artificial intelligence and robots. A recent article in the California Law Review by Ryan Kalo of the University of Washington School of Law may be the first of what will probably be a stream of articles on this subject as artificial intelligence embedded in robots becomes more common in our world. He lays out the reason in the article's abstract, quote, "The same public and private institutions that developed the internet, from the armed forces to search engines, have initiated a significant shift toward robotics and artificial intelligence. This article is the first to examine what the introduction of a new, equally transformative technology means for cyber law and policy. Robotics has a different set of essential qualities than the internet, and accordingly will raise distinct legal issues. Robotics combines, for the first time, the promiscuity of data with the capacity to do physical harm. Robotic systems accomplish tasks in ways that cannot be anticipated in advance, and robots increasingly blur the line between person and instrument." End quote. That last sentence has enough implications to give rise to a month of Electronic Cottage episodes. Consider, for example, the question of who's responsible if a robot harms a person. One such possibility might happen on a battlefield, or even not on a battlefield when talking about drones, or as the military likes to call them, unmanned aerial vehicles. The United Nations, as one of the headlines earlier suggested, is trying to figure out whether or not autonomous robots should have the power, on their own and without human intervention, to decide if someone should die. In the words of UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon back in 2013, quote, "Is it morally acceptable to delegate decisions about the use of lethal force to such systems? If their use results in a war crime or serious human rights violation, who would be legally responsible? If responsibility cannot be determined as required by international law, is it legal or ethical to deploy such systems?" End quote. Big questions, no answers. At least not yet. But think about a less warlike case. Suppose a person purchases a driverless car, and suppose that car hits a construction worker on the road. Who's responsible? The owner of the car? The seller of the car? The software engineers, of which there were probably dozens, if not hundreds, who designed the car? How about a robot that's supposed to help around the house? One that the owner of the robot can program in some small way to do particular tasks, such as washing dishes. What if that robot hurts a child in some way? Maybe when the child came over and tried to touch it. Is it the kid's fault? Or the manufacturer's? Or the person in the house who added a few little extra features to the robot's capabilities? Or what if a writer purchases a writing robot to write a new story? Don't laugh. A good bit of the news that we read on websites these days is actually written by artificially intelligent computers. Anyway, let's say that the story that that story writing robot turns out is a big economic success. Who owns the copyright? The owner of the robot? The programmer? The manufacturer? Is there even a copyright? We could go on like this with a zillion more examples, but you get the point. Artificial intelligence, particularly in tandem with robots, has the potential to drive our legal system to tears, not to mention making it engage in mind-bending legal acrobatics to try to make laws relevant to the world that we're moving into. And we haven't even gotten to the question of whether it's morally or legally right to, quote, own a machine that is, at least as we understand the term, conscious. That probably won't be an issue for a while, but it may very well arise in our lifetimes. And it's not only lawyers who need to be pondering questions like these. The answers, or lack of them, will affect how we live our lives in the near future. So we'll keep on pondering, right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.